The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 7, Sharpen the Saw.
What's the habit that will cultivate all 6 habits simultaneously? There is one. It's the 7th habit. What are you doing? Can't you see? I'm sawing down this tree. How long have you been doing it? Oh, 3 hours. Oh, I bet you're tired. I'm beat, really beat. Oh, why don't you sharpen the saw? I'm too busy sawing, dumb dumb. Can't you see how busy I am, see? The habit, sharpen the saw regularly, merely means personal PC. What's PC stand for again? Production capability. The only person over which you have direct control and immediate control is yourself. So the greatest assets to constantly develop, preserve, and enhance are your own capabilities. And no one can do it to you. You have to do it for yourself. You have to cultivate this habit. Now, there are 4 dimensions to the human personality that embrace almost every aspect of our life. 4 dimensions. And I suggest sharpening the saw basically means exercising all 4 dimensions regularly, consistently, in a wise and balanced and moderate way. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, social. I tie those 2 together because I suggest that our emotional life is manifested primarily and developed primarily out of our relationships with others. So that's why I tie this 4th one, the emotional, social, together. Physical, mental, spiritual. Spiritual means our value system, renewing our commitments to our value system. And that's a very private area of people's lives, but nevertheless, a supremely important one. And then the emotional, social, those 4 dimensions. Now let's talk about each one and the place they play in the development of the other 6 habits. First, physical. How many here regularly exercise in a way that you're really pleased with? Regularly, again. It's like about a 4th of us here, maybe a 3rd. I suggest the greatest benefits of physical exercise is not fitness. It's what it does to your head. It's what it does to your self-esteem. How many would agree with that from your own experiences with it? You know what we're talking about, my friends? 2 hours a week. Is that inordinate? That's at a minimum. 2 hours. 168 hours in a week. 2 hours. 4 times a week, 30 minutes. That's it. In fact, the data shows that if you will go 5 times, it proportionately is worth about twice as much as going 4 times a week. But let's just say 2 hours a week, 4 times 30 minutes. You can do it in your own room. No special equipment is needed. Here are the basic aspects that the experts tell us about good physical exercise. 1, that endurance is the key thing to go for. Endurance. And that's what's called aerobic exercise. Aerobic means with oxygen. With oxygen. It enlarges the cardiovascular system. It strengthens the heart. See, the heart cannot be exercised directly. And all it is a muscle. It can only be exercised through the large muscle groups, particularly the leg muscles. That's why the running or the swimming or the biking or things where you really get a rhythmic, enduring kind of exercise, 20 minutes, let's say, 15 to 20 minutes, creates what's called the training effect in the person. The best way to monitor whether or not the training effect or the PC on the body is taking place is to check your pulse. Just try it. Just check your pulse either at your wrist or at your neck. And I will give you 6 seconds. and then tell you when to start counting, okay? I'll tell you when to start counting. Start. Stop. Okay, it's very rough and gross, I know, but it's a quick one. Write down, what did you get? What'd you have?
Seven.
Add a zero, that means 70. It was only 6 seconds. It'd been better to have done 10 or 20 or 30, but you see the point. That's 70. Now, to get into the training effect, you would take your age, and subtract it from 220.
I'm 34.
All right. And then you multiply that figure that you come up with by a fitness factor. If you're not in good shape at all, multiply it by 60%. If you're in good shape, by 70. If you're in excellent shape, 80. If you're like a competitive athlete, 85. So that might give you, let's say, 145, okay, for yourself. 220 less your age, multiply it by a fitness factor. 60.60, 60%. If you're in terrible shape, 70, good, 80, excellent, 85, athletic, okay? Let's say it comes up with 145. Right now it's 70. So you have to go from 70 to 145 and keep it there for, say, 15 to 20 minutes every other day, okay? That'll cause the training effect. Little by little, your pulse rate will go down lower and lower because your heart becomes more efficient, it pumps more blood, more oxygen. That's the training effect on your body. Second aspect of exercise is flexibility. That comes through stretching. And the experts recommend that we stretch before and after our aerobic exercise. It helps to dissipate the lactic acid so that we don't feel the same soreness and stiffness later if we do it after. And it builds us up to it so we're not overstressing the system all at once. The next kind are strength exercises, such as toning exercises or weights or things of this nature, or vigorous calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, and so forth. And the next one is skill exercise. That's the fun one. Tennis, racquetball, basketball, whatever, see? Those are the four basic kind of exercises. Now, if you want to do a minimal exercise program, if you're not doing it now, commit yourself to 2 hours a week, that's all. Out of 168, does that seem inordinate? Does that seem excessive? I mean, who could say it when it's the only instrument out of which our body operates, see? 30 minutes, four times a week. Some stretching and aerobics and a few push-ups or something like that would be it. Do it regularly. You won't like it at first. You'll hate it. And you'll feel sore perhaps for a while, but just keep it up. Little by little, it begins to happen. You have to be wise, and also you have to follow your doctor's orders and not overdo all at once, because there's a tendency to do that. And you have to be moderate. Some little pain. If it gets too excessive, you maybe do too much damage, see? And there have been a lot of those kinds of exercise injuries as well. But to push a little, to work a little,